doing two short sets. The first set will be my own compositions. The second set will be compositions by that great composer, P.W. Schreck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. second half of tonight's show is dedicated, as I said before, to the music of P.W. Schreck. The first piece we're playing is called Sound of the Independent Speaker. Now, Schreck had a very checkered career and along the way had to take a lot of other jobs. At this time, he was employed by the City of New York as a subway token clerk and unfortunately suffered a temporary loss of hearing. Now, Schreck, being the man he is, decided to turn this into a musical system, which he referred to as the law of diminishing harmonic returns. At the time, he was very much deep in music concrete experiments, and what he would do at work late at night, he usually worked, he'd bring in two old wire recorders to the subway tunnel, and on one of them he would have tapes playing of his rapidly deteriorating piano and piano harp. He would record it onto the other one, go back and forth and back and forth, adding all kinds of distortion, rumble from the trains, reverberation, which he more or less said synthesized his hearing problems. Now, he's let me sample what tapes I could get from him, and the others, we just more or less tried to recreate the situation. Now, this title, Sound of the Independent Speaker, at the time, was attributed to anti-McCarthyist thought. Now, Schreck, not being a very political man, actually wrote that Sound of the Independent Speaker meaning Sound of the Independent Subway, which was who employed him at the time. Now it's a 6th Avenue and an 8th Avenue subway. And a liberal philanthropist funded a live performance of this piece somewhat misguidedly, at which point Schreck added electric guitar, being the modern man he is, and drums to his tape and concrete experiments.
Thank you.
of the earliest examples of Schreck's use of his most famous system, calamitonality. This is from a 1950s film noir entitled Of Dice and Men, considered a classic in France, totally ignored in the US. Now, calamitonality in part came about because the only instrument available to Schreck to score this was a very broken down upright piano that was in the bar where most of the film was shot. And the film was shot in sequence, oddly enough. So as the film progresses, you hear this piano go more and more out of tune, and supposedly by the end, out of 88 notes, I think there were 35 left working. So there's this classic element of tension added. Now, of course, he could have paid to have the piano tuned, but he says that that would have used up almost his whole budget. Now, this is why he said, I'm not a microtonalist. He always shuns this term. He said, calamitonality has more to do with his relationship to the bank than the relationship of a C to a C sharp. Now, in order, the three film cues that we're playing are called Maurice's theme, Suspect Released in Custody, and Bar Fight at Julius's. Bar Fight at Julius's stands out because this is where Schreck made a very rare on-camera cameo appearance playing a pianist who gets strangled with a piece of piano wire.
Thank you.
next piece is titled Loose Wires and Burnt Ivory. Now this is a later piece, this is from the mid-60s. Again, times were not kind to Schreck. This is a time when Fluxus was flourishing and more conceptual forms of art were very popular. Now, Schreck always said his idea of high concept was showing up for the gig and actually getting paid for it. So at this time, he had to take a job as a night watchman. Now, happily, when he showed up to this job in Queens, he found out that it was a night watchman at the Steinway factory. So here he was able to experiment all he needed to with Palermo tonality, having all those pianos there, all night long. Now, it's interesting if you listen to his tape transcripts of his sketches, because he got more and more frantic to complete the work, and it started out with much more controlled systems of detuning, but by the end they were completely randomized just so he could get the piano detuned and back in tune in time for the 6 a.m. shift. Now, this piece has never been performed in its entirety. It was written for 4 detuned pianos, plus concrete techniques, plus prepared piano, and unfortunately, before he could even get it done on his own shift, he brought in another pianist by the name of Jimmy Sixfinger Eberly. Now, he was Baby Eberly's little brother, Baby Eberly being the band leader. And they had a very rambunctious all-night session, actually detuning the 4 pianos. And by the time the 6 a.m. shift showed up, they found their night watchman and this wild, drunken pianist duetting on these madly out-of-tune pianos. So Schreck's career as a night watchman was officially over, but he did get a chance to write this piece. Now, since I'm not able to have 4 detuned pianos, I have adapted this piece for sampler. Hopefully, one day, it will get to be performed with the 4 detuned pianos. Thank you. for this was, instead of getting, having flat feet and fallen arches, he had flat beats and fallen arpeggios. So he limped his way through World War II, composing music for a series of animated short subjects promoting America's scrap metal drives. Now, the piece that we're going to be performing is from the short film, Don't Scrap Freedom. Now, this film, like the others in the series, to name a few, there was A Scrap of Democracy, and Pots and Pans Put Freedom in Our Hands, featured the animated antics of the mischievous Scrappy the Goat. He was kind of the scrap metal mascot, as it were. Now, originally, this piece, the percussion on this piece, was performed by a volunteer orchestra of air raid wardens on a battery of helmets, oil drums, and pots and pans. don't know anything else. This last number is the earliest recorded example of Shrek. Now, this song is called Chasing My Own Tail, and it was performed with a group that originally started as Alek Une Shmek. Now, this was the band Siggy Lecker on drums and the late, great vaudeville guitarist Roy Smek on guitar, who I'm very sorry to say passed away this year. Now, they were playing one of their regular gigs up in the Catskills, and their piano player, who was this marvelous 85-year-old man who was called Zeta Pop Zimmer, died of a coronary on stage. This is very demanding music. So, of course, Lek und Shrek. No, wait. Lek und Smek, called Shrek. Now, the odd thing here is Alek und Shmek in Yiddish means a taste and a smell. Alek und Shmek und Shrek means a taste and a smell and a horror. Which suddenly is a little odd. Now, this record was released on the Galicia label, but the Galicia label went out of business a month later because Bluebird said that they used their logo and then just covered up Bluebird with Galicia. Now, I've heard rumors that this was released the following year by the Litvak label under the title Er dreht sich wie ein Hund. He chases himself like a dog. Now, I have never seen this. I've never seen it cataloged, so I don't know if it exists or not. Now, one further note, it's kind of interesting to see this is really the roots of some of the scrap metal music, and it's fascinating to see how much Shrek really picked up from this band.